We've got one guest that's physically harmed, another one that's just a plain old grump, and then later, a special guest drops by to confront Mike. What'll it be about? Find out on today's episode. Today's guests, Chris Klemm, as well as Anthony Savatt. Musical guests, nobody. And your hosts, Johnny Trowbridge and Mike Calhoun. What's that smell? It's the unbelievable.
Great segue.
Yeah, thank you.
You can do anything, Calhoun.
Because I'm your sidekick.
Because you're my sidekick. You're my inspirational sidekick. Hello,
yeah, man.
Internet people. I am Mike Calhoun, your host. Joining me is my co-host of always, or sidekick, or side chick. Yeah, you'll be my side chick.
You know.
He'd be my side chick.
Yeah, that's right.
Johnny Trowbridge. And we have two special guests today.
Special?
Well, every guest is special, but these guys are, don't tell anyone, they're
extra special.
We have Mr. Chris Klemm, who's giving me a weird look.
Howdy.
And Mr. Anthony Savatt, who is looking nowhere.
Yeah.
He's looking at the despair abyss of...
How's Klemm keeping top billing over me, first of all, in the canned intro and the live intro?
Here's why I did it, because I knew you'd bring it up.
It's reverse alphabetical.
You know what I even did? I even named the episode in my computer as episode 26, Chris Klemm and Anthony Savatt. I was like, he'll never see this, but he knows it.
Yeah.
Oh. He knows he's getting bottom billing.
Here's my problem, because your sidekick got top billing over you.
Yes,
it's
like the little,
which is reverse alphabetical order.
But he can't do it that way because he did his own intro, so you can't put yourself first when you're saying it yourself.
Yeah, I don't know.
So hang on. By that logic,
you
are more important because I put myself second billing in the intro.
Yeah, but
so maybe you should just shut the fuck up.
You're suggesting that you're more important than your sidekick, and I disagree.
Oh, hey, I like that.
Side chick.
Ooh, side
correction,
chick.
Side chick.
Thank you very much.
I just got a level complaint.
No one's more important than anyone here until Anthony Savatt brings it up and we have to start discussing
it. Yeah, and then we all agree it's me, and then we can start the show on the right.
Welcome to the Anthony Savatt Show.
That's right.
What do you want to talk about today,
side
sir?
Chick.
I want to talk. You know what I want to talk about?
No, we don't want to talk about that.
I want to talk about it.
Let's talk about the afterlife.
Yeah, I want to talk about.
Let's talk about Nirvana, bro.
I want to talk about.
At this point in the show, Anthony brought up subject matter that we were trying to avoid, but we'll continue after a few seconds. I should cut that out.
Yeah, you should.
Because it is a cover of the Marvel Comics series from 1980.
Yeah, Calhoun. Even I
knew published
that. And I'm stupid.
I'm kidding. Because, Star Wars is now through Marvel exclusively, right?
Yeah, that's corporate synergy.
Yeah, it makes sense.
So the comics are Marvel for Star Wars and the movies are Disney?
Well, yeah, it's more because Disney bought Lucasfilm.
And Marvel Studios.
Yeah, well,
they
Marvel,
own everything.
Marvel corporate, period, not just Marvel
what?
Studios.
What? They own all of it? No wonder Marvel. Their comics are doing so poorly.
Yeah. Ooh.
So they
Disney doesn't know anything about selling comics.
Okay. They took the licensing from Dark Horse and gave it to one of their own corporate subsidiaries.
Okay. They have some Dark Horse Star Wars stuff.
Yeah. It sucks for Dark Horse because that was a big seller for Dark Horse.
I do. I guess we should talk about Star Wars a little bit.
I do like talking about Star Wars.
Yeah, Rogue One just came out. I thought it was great. And Chris Klemm here, despite his being a higher level nerd than me and his fortune from Who Wants to Be a Millionaire has a smaller Star Wars collection than me. Let it be publicly known.
I
didn't even know you had a Star Wars collection. Tell me your favorite thing in your Star Wars collection.
And the most expensive, actually.
I have an unopened prune face Kenner toy from Return of the Jedi.
Right.
Yes!
But
I love prune face.
The prune face toy has the Star Wars, the Return of the Jedi logo in three different languages because it was released. It's a European version of the toy. So it's
where are you keeping this, and how can I access it in the night?
It's near my bed.
Near your bed. So yeah.
Near my shotgun, jerk.
So I just have to beat you with a lead pipe first. And then
in
make
the
sure,
bedroom,
and then ask if you're awake. Hey, you awake?
Or you could do something else with a pipe that would make me go to sleep, you know, soundly.
Kill
like
you?
Pipe. Touch my wiener.
Wait, I would touch your wiener with a pipe?
I don't understand.
No, that's the pipe.
Do you fuck pipes?
Okay.
No, my
wiener. Was not clear.
All right, not a lot of people know this, but Anthony has the fuck pipe syndrome, where he just sees pipes and he has to put his penis in them. How do you get through a parking lot? We sing all those exhausts.
You have, what's that one you get from rust? That one sickness? Tetanus?
Tetanus. You get tetanus, dick.
Yes. Yeah, give me tetanus, and then you can access my toy.
What other things in your collection do you have? I'm going to ask Chris Clem what his most expensive thing is.
I've got the Ewok Village from the Kenner toy and the box.
God.
Wow.
Yeah, the Ewok Village box. I've got the...
I never knew you were this big of a fan.
Oh, yeah. I got the Tauntaun. I've got...
Oh, man.
Original Kenner toys. I've got a bunch of those Hallmark ornaments that they started releasing. I think I have all of them from they started through 2007. It's that's all my parents got me for Christmas for a while.
Got any of the
that's
posters?
Awesome.
I do have a Jar Jar Binks and an Obi-Wan Kenobi life size cutout that were in store displays.
Sweet.
When episode one came out. Yeah, Jar Jar Binks is
Jar Jar's ears haven't fallen off yet.
No.
Him being a cardboard cutout.
Is it lit on fire a little bit?
Burn a little bit of it? How about you, Chris Clam?
I don't know what would be the most valuable. I think I probably have a larger volume, but not as much value.
Oh, I've got several.
I have
just got
plastic totes filled.
Oh.
I have all the... When Burger King came out with their Star Wars toys, I was on a quest that summer to get every single one of them.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, those were cool.
Isn't that great when you're an adult and you're like, okay, it only costs this much and it's a fun thing to collect. I can actually do it now.
I just bought those glasses that Burger King came out with in 1984.
Mm-hmm.
I found those at an antique shop.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
All of them?
Well, four of them.
Oh.
I still have all the Pepsi cans from episode one.
I have a bunch.
Oh, my God.
I didn't know that was a thing. That's cool.
Oh, yeah. I even drank Diet Pepsi to get the... Queen Amidala.
You even risked whatever.
Wait a minute. Hang on. They put Queen Amidala only on the Diet Pepsi ones?
Yeah.
Was that because they thought Diet Pepsi appealed to women, so they wanted to put a woman's face on it?
Oh, I'm sure.
That's some horse shit.
That's why Darth Maul was on Mountain Dew, because he was
fucking
extreme.
That's terrible.
He was extreme.
Diet Coke is
Christ.
For no one.
Also...
regular Pepsi had nine different characters, but then their offshoot brands each only had one.
Damn it.
Dang.
So you risk whatever disease aspartame gives you to get the Queen Amidala kid.
I have a question about Star Wars Episode 1. Did you guys think the Yoda puppet was pretty good in it, or did you not enjoy the Yoda puppet in Episode 1?
I thought it was fine until people said it was bad, and then I noticed it did look a little shoddy compared to the one in Empire Strikes Back.
I agree. I think Empire Strikes Back Yoda puppet was very good.
I thought it was fine.
It just didn't look the same, and it kind of bothered me.
I didn't like it. There wasn't a big lightsaber battle with it, so I didn't... I wasn't on board.
If only they had done a giant puppet Yoda lightsaber battle. You're right.
I would have liked it a lot better.
It's just moving all rickety.
It's on rails, like a roller coaster.
It's very clearly.
Just zooming around.
It is weird how the CGI puppet they have, or CGI Yoda in episode one now, looks more like the actual puppet from the 80s than the puppet they had in it did.
That's true. That is bizarre.
That is strange, yeah.
See, I just like the movies. I don't get into all this critiquing and all that. A lot of people in this very podcast don't like episode two. I think they're all great.
Who is it?
I'm not a fan of any of the prequels.
I
don't want to get into a debate over it.
I like them fine, but I hate episode two.
I think episode two is great. And that lightsaber battle with Yoda and Count Dooku, I think is good. Although, I think last night we agreed that...
You're digging your own grave with our listeners, bro.
Well, hold on. There's guys that twirl fire, you know, that think that's cute. The Yoda lightsaber battle does look like he's on the end of a fire twirler's, whatever you call it.
That's right. He does a little bit.
It's pretty, it's... I think that's how they filmed that.
He spins
that.
A lot.
That's why it's a classic.
Yeah, just
oh, no.
Hey, white dude with dreads and no shoes, spin this thing real quick for a minute, and then they photoshopped Yoda onto the end of his
That's
fire.
That's awesome.
Yeah, and then
the only debate I want to have about episode two is which scene do I hate the most?
I bet it's the one where he talks about sand.
This is a really positive episode today. We've got,
you got the sand. You got the fact that he's basically forced mind raping her to love him. Like, but he never, she's like, leave me alone, you're creepy. And he's like, sure, I'm going to escort you to your home planet where we can be by ourselves every day until you love me.
He's pretty creepy.
I never thought about that. I never never put that together. That is a little strange that he kind of volunteered for that.
Super creep.
And also that he slices the fruit and feeds it to her.
That is so fucking stupid. All right, we're done talking about Star Wars.
You're right. That's definitely like less romantic than the prison rape in the Shawshank Redemption.
I'm not comparing it to...
That's a great comparison. Great addition,
I
Anthony.
Forgot the director of the Shawshank Redemption billed it as a timeless love story.
I don't think Star Wars was billed as that either.
Oh, yeah, it was.
No, if you get the soundtrack for episode two, all of the scenes that take place on Naboo have, like, love in the...
Yeah, they do.
The, like, the name of the... Yeah.
Like, Love Across the Stars.
Oh, fuck no. Oh. God damn
that
it.
That song is great, though.
Why?
It's great.
The music from that movie is great.
I'll tell you what, then. If I ever get a time machine, Chris, what I'll do for you is on my way to go back and kill Hitler, I will stop in 1999... and make sure that Andrew WK's party songs are on the episode two soundtrack instead of all these love songs.
I'm not complaining about the soundtrack at all. It's the best part of the prequels.
It is That's the best part. The soundtrack is great.
Everything he did, really, Williams pulled out the stops. That's probably his last great score, although I really like Ray's theme.
Yeah, Ray's theme
episode
is
eight, or seven.
Killed it.
Now, it's not Williams on Force Awakens or Rogue One, is it?
No, Force Awakens it is.
Oh, okay. But it is a new guy on Rogue One, though.
Yep.
Correct, okay.
I wasn't aware who did Rogue One.
Michael Giacchino. I might be mispronouncing it.
Mike Calhuno? Like
Maybe my only complaint about Rogue One is that the soundtrack, it sounded to me like he was trying to be John Williams, but not.
But, what I'm going to ask. Is he a prodigy of
No, he's J.J. Abrams' boy. He did, like, the Star Trek movies and Lost. He did Doctor Strange.
Well, in that case, he should be trying to emulate John Williams' sound.
Yeah, but
of course he should be.
Yes, it's definitely of a piece, I thought.
But it wasn't like when Tom Morello's playing guitar, you can tell it's him. And if there's someone else trying to sound like Tom Morello, I think you'd be able to tell. Like, wait, that sounds like Tom Morello, but it's not Tom Morello. Yeah. That's what I got from it.
Here's the thing.
I didn't hate it. It was good.
It should be identical same universe. It's the same time period.
I would have liked a little more of that guy's own flair maybe in it, his own signature on it. That's all.
He's good.
Yeah.
I like the soundtrack for Doctor Strange.
Yeah, I believe he's very good.
It's probably the best Marvel one, I thought.
Maybe if he gets to do another one, you'll be able to see, like, okay, this guy's great.
Well, they're definitely going to give that director more work through Disney.
Gareth Edwards?
Yeah. Well, he already proved himself as a good director with Godzilla. And then
a lot of people
this
didn't
movie,
like that one, though.
Oh, well, those people are dumb. And critics loved it, so that's really most of what matters. And it made a lot of money. That's what producers care about, money and critics.
I liked it, even though Jorge didn't.
Jorge is weird for not liking that movie.
Which one didn't Jorge like?
He didn't like... Are you playing a mobile game on your telephone?
No.
As
I'm listening to you.
Your telephone.
1930s. Yeah, he's going to dial in what he wants to do on his game.
Click, 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 click.
I don't have to look at it.
Jorge was not a fan of the 2014 Godzilla movie.
Okay, okay.
Jorge De La Rosa, friend of the show.
Yeah, okay. That I was aware of that.
He was not a fan of that one, but he did like Shin Godzilla, which we went and saw together, which was not a good movie at all. Terrible movie.
He's got very specific things he wants from a Godzilla movie.
Well, and let's look at his likes and dislikes of performers at the Eurogyro. He seems to really favor the less appealing.
Less popular?
Yeah. the less appealing notion.
So is he trying to be like a, like not a hipster, but is he trying to be a contrarian? Yeah, counterculture.
I don't know that he's trying to be that, but maybe what he is.
I know some people that are like that, are like, check out these movies before they had digital effects, they were so much better. I was like,
yeah, well, and that really
I hate those.
That really makes me question
me.
myself
no, it's not. my side chick.
Given all the support that he's given me over the years with my comedy, it really has me wondering if this has been some maybe kind he of just, ruse.
It's like, oh no,
I'm gonna I gotta find some old washed up person.
Yeah, you know, which also, if he's a fan of this show, you should be questioning yourself.
Oh no,
as well.
I don't know if he listens to this show. Right? Yeah, he.
We're
hates
doing
the
really
show.
Well.
Oh my god, Anthony, you've been on the show before, but you are the face and voice of the Kent comedy scene. You run the Monday night show at the Water Street Tavern now, formerly the Stone Tavern. That's been going well. I think that show's been going quite well.
It and, is. We had a good 7-week run where no one showed up, but then people started showing up again. So.
Did we really? Yeah, I thought we were doing okay.
A month and a half ago, I was really starting to get out.
The listeners think it's going great.
Well, it is. It was, and it is again.
Sold out. Free
it's sold
shows.
Out. Sold out. Free show.
Yeah.
Max capacity.
Well, what I'm saying, if you're listening and you think it's a good idea, come to the show.
Please come. Yeah. It's a fun show each
it's
week.
It's always a great. The performer's always great.
Yeah.
The it's comics always, are always great.
Just always a great
come downstairs.
Yeah. Just there was a. There's a while where just no one was showing up. Was
we just need some signs, I think. We'll get some more signs up around town explaining that it happens on Monday nights.
How much is it to build a billboard? Probably like $12.
To build a billboard?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
So you want to construct a billboard?
We're going to construct
from
a billboard.
Correct.
From scratch. Okay. And then we're not going to ask
with
for any building permits.
Right. Yeah. There's. Yeah.
You're we're just going to build it
out
of garbage.
I can't imagine it'd be hard.
Zoning. Yeah. There's no such thing as zoning.
I know some
what
lawyers.
Is that?
Exactly. You'll get away with it.
Is
no problem.
Some, you still talk about Star Wars? I want this is real life.
This is real life. Yeah. We're going to build a billboard.
Have you ever played The Sims? Not The Sims.
I am The Sims.
I'm sorry. Have you ever played Sim City?
No, I've never played it.
Okay. Because, yeah, in Sim City, much like in real life, you either have land zone, commercial, residential, or industrial.
Can you build a billboard?
Not on residential property.
In the Super Nintendo one, you can build a Mario statue if you do good enough.
Yeah.
Can you build a billboard?
That's pretty impressive.
But what you're suggesting is you're going to build a billboard wherever without getting a permit. Or
right,
checking with zoning laws.
No,
why would we?
So.
Why
you could probably
is that necessary? I don't. I feel like those things aren't necessary.
I don't think they
those things can
those,
be overlooked.
Those railroad tracks, they don't even use those.
With the kind of money we got on this sub,
oh,
we're fine.
Oh, we could build.
We could build whatever the fuck we want.
Like a 4x4.
We're in a submarine. I forgot.
What about
you? Forgot you're in a submarine. It took so long to get here.
What about a classic sandwich board out front?
There you go. We'll hire Gypsy Rose.
Show tonight. In the basement.
Think small, perform big. That's my
motto. That's a great tagline.
Yeah, we do need Gypsy Rose in the Statue of Liberty outfit, like we're providing tax services inside.
Nice. Liberty tax. Somebody mentioned to me recently that's like an Ohio thing only.
What
Liberty tax?
Or Gypsy Rose?
I'm sure there's a Gypsy Rose everywhere.
Yeah.
Every major city has a Gypsy Rose. Oh, man. If you don't know Gypsy Rose, stop by Kent sometime and just walk around.
He's theoretically gone for the winter. He didn't come back.
Theoretically?
Yeah.
He is a construct.
He didn't come back, but he did in 2016.
Oh, okay.
He goes to Florida for the winter.
Oh, does he?
Yeah.
Like a bird.
Yeah. Gypsy Rose is a bird. He transforms into a bird and flies.
Yeah, he doesn't have land.
What kind of bird?
Or a house.
What kind of bird would Gypsy Rose transform into?
And you can't say albatross.
Ah.
A pigeon.
A pigeon.
Yeah.
That's good. That's pretty good.
I'd say a seagull.
I would say a pelican.
Something that just...
I just like pelicans.
You like pelicans?
Maybe a bat.
That's not a bird.
Bats are totally birds, Johnny.
No,
yeah,
they're
you
mammals.
Tell him, Anthony.
They're mammals. They're not birds.
Anthony, come over here for a second.
I'm the best at birds.
Come here for a second, Anthony.
No.
You're supposed to...
Get away from me.
Come here. Come here.
I'm being touched. Not in the...
You're supposed to go along with me with the bit,
way.
Bro. Have you never been on this show before? You don't remember not being on
this
show.
Yeah, but when you start making outrageous claims like bats are birds and not
absolutely.
Mammals, then I worry
bats
that
are
you,
totally birds. Yeah, you're the one that said it first.
Yeah, bats are birds. I agree with him now.
Yeah.
Yeah, but then, see, this is when I begin to worry that you're in the Trump administration somewhere.
We are.
Yeah, we're part of it.
Yeah,
I'm Homeland Security. Why do you think I want to put billboards everywhere?
You know what? That makes a lot of sense.
All right, moving on. Chris,
if you see something, say something.
If you see something,
be safe. That's what they always say.
They're really effective.
We are watching.
We're always.
That's what it says.
I got my sunglasses on.
We never forget.
Yeah, that's it.
Chris, you're here in town with your fam. You are normally a native of.
I'm a native of Stowe, Ohio.
Okay,
that's a great.
You are a native of Stowe, Ohio, which is where your family resides.
Yeah,
but currently you reside.
It's been bothering me.
The TV broke?
Yeah.
What'd you do to it?
I did nothing to it.
Oh, likely story. What did Anthony do to it?
At your parents' house?
I brought my backup TV from my bedroom at home.
That's a good idea. So you knew it was broke. It didn't happen once you got that. That would have really stunk. All right.
Are you trying to watch a lot of television? How long are you in town?
I was watching the Cavs game on Sunday.
Oh, man.
That was an exciting-ass game.
That was a good one, yeah.
We're here till Monday, I believe. Well, whenever my wife wants to go home.
Whenever the boss says.
Yep.
Yeah.
I don't have anything I have to do till next Wednesday.
That's an exciting time.
What are you going to do?
What is Wednesday the 4th? I don't know.
How many caves are around here?
4th.
How many? Yeah, you could explore so many caves.
There are so many caves.
You're a big cave explorer, right?
I do love spelunking.
Yeah. Yes.
You're like a big spelunker.
There's like a mine around here somewhere.
What?
Really? Do you think, is there lost treasure in it?
I mean, yeah, it's a mine.
I'm looking at a copy of Mein Kampf right now over on your desk.
Mein Kampf.
If that's the mine you're talking about.
That's a good mine.
See, I thought he said mimes, and I was like, where?
Mein Kampf. Little known work.
Mimes struggle.
That was before.
That needs to be a book. That needs to be a book.
That was the sequel. That's
Mimes
the sequel.
That's the French translation.
Yeah, mime. What has been your favorite location to spelunk?
Probably West Virginia.
West Virginia.
Yeah. There's a lot of coal down there.
Oh, so you just go collect the coal?
Yeah.
Wait a minute.
It's part-time job.
Part-time coal.
Are you?
Yeah.
This is Christmas time. Are you working in tandem with Santa Claus?
I don't know if this is the right platform to say it, but I have taken some kickbacks for some coal that I found over the summer.
Oh my God.
How much can you sell that sweet, sweet coal for?
Black rock.
To give black gold.
If you put it on Craigslist for the North Pole on like the week before Christmas.
They have their own Craigslist?
Oh yeah, it's crazy. They want it so bad.
It's called Kringle's List.
Kringle's List. Yeah, that makes sense. Have you been on it, Anthony? What have you been? What have you gotten out of
the
Kringle's
List? I'm guessing the casual encounters with the elves.
Yep. Yeah, Mrs. Claus is pretty lonely for about 9 hours on Christmas Eve.
Yeah, the rest of the time,
nobody, very faithful.
Yeah.
Nobody but Anthony would think to, like, oh my God, you know who's real lonely?
Who's this 900-year-old woman?
On Christmas Eve?
Her beauty is ageless.
Mrs. Claus. Right? That's true. Yeah. I'm sorry.
So is that booty. Ageless.
That booty is ageless. She's like a shapeshifter. She can look like whatever you want.
Mm-hmm.
He sees you.
Yeah, he knows. He knows. He's just reminiscing right now.
He sees you when you're cheating. He knows what you've done.
Yeah, you've been on the naughty list for a while.
Oh, yeah.
This is how he gets back.
Santa's pretty passive aggressive.
Yeah, that's why I stopped getting those Hallmark Star Wars ornaments for Christmas in 2007. I started to diddle in Mrs. Claus.
He started to plow the snow, if you know what I mean.
I don't know what you mean.
Oh. Okay. We'll leave it a mystery for the kid.
What does he pay you in for the coal?
For the coal, yeah.
Oh, cash.
Oh, he just gives you straight cash?
Yeah, or Bitcoin.
That makes sense.
How much
is a Bitcoin?
He would
use Bitcoin.
It just depends on the current market.
That's exactly what it is.
He's tech savvy.
Now, is it U.S. dollars or like shekels?
Shekels.
I'm guessing shekels are just like gold coins.
Right.
Gold coins.
I mean,
like Scrooge McDuck.
How many gold coins does Santa have?
I'm pretty sure his whole gift giving operation is just some sort of money laundering scheme. So
it's probably hard
to tell what's actually liquid or what just is his current investments.
Oh, geez.
I'd like to know too.
I wonder if he's got like a safe up there just full of like coins, shekels, if you will.
Yeah, that's what we mentioned earlier. What would I mean?
Rupees.
Well,
rubies. Rubies and rupees.
Rupees, rubies.
Rubies, rubia.
It bothers me that rupees is an actual form of currency.
Rubellum.
And then it's also in The Legend of Zelda. Does that not bother anyone else?
I like
rupees.
I mean, what are the odds? Hyrule has the same currency as India?
Yeah, that's right.
What are the odds?
Is it
100%?
Indonesia. 100%.
1-to-1.
But I think it's spelled differently. Rupees is from The Legend of
Indonesia
Zelda.
Indonesia has rupiah.
How do you spell it in India?
I-E-S? R-U-P-I-E-S?
Rupees. Rupees.
Maybe yeah, rupees.
Maybe we're pronouncing
it
wrong.
Oh, you're right. Oh, my God. Why didn't we?
What about
Chris, thank God for you.
How much? What's the exchange rate for rupees to RuPaul's?
Two.
Oh, yeah. Two rupees for one RuPaul.
Yeah, that's okay. Right.
I feel like RuPaul's being currently undervalued.
Yeah, me too.
Well, we don't know how much a rupee really is.
Yeah, we don't.
We just discovered them.
We only know one conversion. We're trying to figure out the other ones.
What's rupee to rupees?
Two.
So it's two of the same flat rate for all currency.
Yeah, absolutely. So.
How old is Yoda?
It's confusing.
Two rupees is X.
Two yeah. Rupees.
Yoda is two rupees.
Old.
O'clock. Old.
See, they're just saying
you're old, Yoda.
The number two.
I feel like maybe rupees is the X. It's two times the formula for rupees.
Do we need to do our algebra podcast? Is that what's happening now?
Welcome to the algebra podcast.
Welcome to the.
Today we discuss currency. Let's look at the rupee and the RuPaul. One is two, the other is not.
Hello there, ladies and gentlemen. I am Sir Bradley Upper Crust, and joining me are my guests, Sir Paul Rubin.
And Paul Revere.
And Mr. Paul Revere, here to talk about the currency of the Indian peoples. Now, we are stuck on rupees and rupees and RuPaul's.
And rupia.
And rupia.
And rubies, just
if you
generally.
Could just clear it up for us, we'd love it.
1994.
Paul Revere, you're dead.
Yes, but I've been observing culture. And
very well.
RuPaul, the first time I saw RuPaul, I said... I would pay at least two rupees for a night with her.
Oh, would he?
That's where that comes from.
That's, we knew it would be revealed
and
by him.
And you, Paul, other guy?
Ha, ha, ha! Guy is the word of the day!
Is it rupees?
Thank you for joining us on today's episode of Currency,
brought to you by the letter C and the number two.
That's a good episode.
I really wanted to yell when they said rupees.
Oh.
You wanted to scream at them?
That was the word of the day, right?
Oh,
that
yeah, I guess it makes sense. Day, yeah. Yeah, so I guess, what do we do? Just yell it at the same time to acknowledge that it is the word of the day? I don't see how that's a...
I don't know.
Like, how does that correlate?
Rupees?
That
was a great Paul.
Ah!
There we go. I was going to see if he did it. He did it.
Boom.
That was a great Paul Rubens impersonation. I don't know where that came from. I don't know where.
Yeah, it was really good.
Currently, with the way your hair's falling back, you look like you've spent some time in an adult movie theater.
I've aggressively spent some time.
I was very impressed
by myself.
I was very impressed with your Paul Rubin impression. To be honest,
I thought it was good.
I was hoping you were going to do it, so I wouldn't have to. And then you did Paul Revere.
I like Paul Revere. That was a good Paul Revere.
That was pretty good.
That's what I imagined he sounded like.
Speaking of impressions, sometimes one has to do those if you're in an improv group, and one of us,
not often.
In this, well, yeah, you just make a.
I just know Ann did you. Sorry.
That's right. You didn't even know Ann. You just no stopped.
Yeah, I did. Yeah.
Wow.
Which we love on this show.
We love no stops.
That's how good
we love no stops.
We should have a stop sign. We should have a billboard that says no stops
no
are welcome.
Oh my God. Why don't I fucking get one for the sub?
No stops are welcome.
I'm going to put a no stop sign.
Check in with your department.
Or we should just say
yeah,
no stops.
Yeah, check in with our Homeland Security
welcome.
Department. We've got endless funds now that Trump's in power.
That's right.
Power.
I'm rolling in
it.
You know how much billboard money I have?
Tons.
Gold plated.
This is how good Chris is at improv, is he knows that attempting to play improv with you, Mike, is just a bad idea. That's why he no-stopped you.
Okay.
Jeez.
Brutal.
Brutal.
You see that?
What you call it?
I no-stopped you as well.
Yeah, play improv. Right? Isn't that what it is?
Kids go outside and play improv.
Yeah, yeah.
Y'all kids go outside and just play some improv.
But no, we didn't mention this in the last time you were on, but you are a member of an actual improv group in Chicago, correct?
Yeah.
I saw a picture of you guys online.
That wasn't of us, though.
Oh, it's from a different group?
Yeah. We actually never took a picture, so I posted an old picture, and I said, we never took a picture, so here's an old improv group I was in.
You didn't read it.
Oh, that's awesome. Where were they based out of? Yeah, I might have. I probably just forgot. Was
the
that
current
also?
One or the old one?
The old one.
The old one was in a place I was open for a little bit in the old Centrum Theater in Cleveland Heights. They were calling it Big Dog Theater at the time.
Just like those t-shirts, bro.
Yep.
Man, did you guys have to wear those while you performed?
No. Yes. We usually wore business casual clothes.
Like BizCash.
BizCash fries.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got to wear some BizCash, some sneakers so you can move about.
We had a good run, honestly, when I think back, like, at our lowest nights, we'd have like 20 people, and then sometimes we'd have almost 100.
That's great.
And now that I realize that's like impossible for any improv group that's actually doing improv and not sketch, that's impressive now.
You're impressed.
What year was that?
With old you.
2012?
That's not even that long ago.
That's a good year.
No, 2010, sorry.
I don't really know any groups that combine sketch and improv. Is that a common thing now?
Second City, that's how they do most of their writing.
Oh, really?
I mean, their shows are all sketch, but they'll do an improv set, and they'll generate ideas from that.
Interesting.
Oh, that's cool.
See, I thought Second City was exclusively improv, because they teach classes on improv,
yeah,
correct?
Yeah, it's actually almost no improv.
Oh, that's sad.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's the end of an era.
You've been bamboozled.
That's why UCB is...
I was shocked because I thought, oh, they do improv and they're sold out all the time, but they actually don't really do improv. And like there's some groups at IO or other places around Chicago that get good crowds, but overall it's usually sketch stuff that is more popular.
Interesting.
Jeez.
So I'm learning new things I didn't know about
every
this.
Every day.
Yeah. That's why UCB is such a powerhouse in improv and classes and stuff.
I think their proximity to New York, being there, is the main key.
Well, they started in L.A. Their first
studio.
They actually started in
Chicago.
What? Really?
Yes.
Oh, well, now I'm learning all sorts of new things. Well, I knew it was opened by Matt Besser and Amy Poehler. And I thought they were all working out of L.A. at the time when they opened they started.
Their show, I believe, filmed in L.A. I mean, you might know more about their background than me, but I do know they were a group in Chicago.
Hey,
moved to New York.
Matt Besser, I know you're listening. Just call in, email us, get to us on Twitter.
Telegraph.
And just set us straight. Because I don't know where and when, and I thought I was pretty confident, so I apologize. So just set us straight, you know, and come on the show.
P.O. Box 2121.
2-1. Pacific Ocean
zero.
Exactly.
Those are coordinates. You have to
those are the
that
coordinates that you have to decode. And just send us a mail.
They're backwards.
Hey,
what?
Lauren Michaels is able to send us carrier pigeons every week. I feel like they can get in contact. So
yeah, if Lauren Michaels can figure it out, not many people can.
I agree. I totally agree. Well, we'll be right back after a brief break after Anthony tells me something.
Well, yeah,
I forgot he's the boss.
Yeah, I just realized why I don't remember him being on the show last time, because I got the bends from going up to the surface too fast after being this far under the sea.
Right. I'm going to no-stop you and say you don't know what the bends does to your body. All right, we'll be right back after this.
Nothing I like better than getting off the prairie and having a big, long pour of whiskey. Not just any whiskey, partners, but shitty, smelly dog whiskey. Man, goes down just like your mother's milk. Damn if you ain't got some fine mother's milk. The only thing keeping me from having all the shitty, smelly dog whiskey I want is that ding-dern fence built up by old man Craig. Can't get over it. Not in this dress I'm wearing. Nope. Shitty smelly dog whiskey. It's good.
I was hoping... Oh, there we go. There's the main theme. Chris was right. This is a good theme. Too bad he had to leave.
Yeah.
Damn shame. Well, we're back. Welcome back to the Unbelievables. One of our guests, Chris Clem, had to skedaddle. He had to go pick up his wife from...
Paul Revere. His wife.
Paul Revere kidnapped her, and he had to go save her.
The British are coming, but I'm taking your wife.
That the classic Paul Revere quote that they don't teach you in school. But Anthony Savad is still here. He's playing games on his phone.
No, I'm looking
he is
up
thrilled.
Something. I got a question, though, for you guys. I noticed during the break, you have a men's health magazine that you acquired and then threw right in the garbage, and there's no surprises there. Yeah. I imagine. Looking at you, that's exactly what you should do. When you see the men's health magazine.
And just get depressed.
Nope.
And
then, nothing in here for me.
Going directly in the garbage.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, yeah.
It's actually, I spilled my weed on it and I was using it. So yeah, that's totally right that I immediately used it as garbage. Welcome back. We're going to have, I guess we'll just have a serious talk with Anthony here, even though he's being real uncooperative. I doubt we'll have anyone drop in and interrupt us.
Abusive.
He'll be real abusive.
Yeah. It's my favorite thing to do.
Yeah. What do you want to talk about, Anthony?
Well, if you'll notice, the last time I was on the podcast, I was slamming PBRs, and today I'm drinking water. So I'm less effective. See, what's that?
I didn't know we had wooden doors on the sub. What the fuck did you do, Johnny? Did you not get a chamber door?
Hello?
Oh, I better get that.
Click, click.
Oh, man, there's no water coming in.
Wow, you're like that guy from Police Academy.
Who is this?
With the sound effects.
Excuse me, I got lost on my way out here. Are you Mike Calhoun?
Yeah, I am, actually.
I know who this is.
Who are you?
I really hate to be a bother, but have you been calling yourself Mike Calhounberg on Facebook?
Oh no.
I think he has
been. You didn't.
I'll call him out. Yeah,
Anthony,
I don't know why
Anthony,
you changed.
Why would you know this guy?
I really don't want to be a bother, but my name is Mike Calhounberg, and I believe you've been stealing my identity.
Well...
That's a bit far-fetched, but...
I'm not...
Is that you?
Okay, guys, is this a joke?
No.
Who is this guy?
I don't know, Calhoun.
My name is Mike Calhoun.
Is this a joke?
I came all the way from New York City to come to this submarine, and I wanted to confront you in person because...
He came
from New York City, Calhoun.
I thought it would be rude to call you on the telephone. I don't know you.
So you showed up. Okay, first of all.
Do you think it's funny to call yourself Mike Calhoun?
No, I don't think it's funny. It has a very specific... Well, it is funny. It's a little funny.
I don't think it's funny at
all. That's my name, and you might be doing bad things with it. I'm not sure.
He is doing bad things. I saw him...
Johnny, what the fuck are you doing?
He went to a Wet T-shirt concert and entered your name under the best of them.
Look, I'm very happily married. I wouldn't want you telling my wife, Denise, I was going to a Wet T-shirt contest that I've never been to.
Look, okay. That's
inappropriate for grown men.
Mr. Calhounberg, what was Denise's maiden name?
Are you speaking to the real Mr. Calhounberg?
Yeah.
Are you speaking to the
imposter?
No,
I don't refer to the imposter as your name. I'm talking to you, sir.
Her real last name
was
Glickson.
So she was also Jewish?
Yes. Are you an
anti-Semite?
He
never said he was
Jewish. No. I just think that's wonderful.
I could be a Protestant.
Are you a Protestant?
No. But I could be.
Oh, I guess I was assuming things that you were a Jew, Mr. Calhounberg.
Well, does
my name give it away? Calhounberg? Does that mean I'm Jewish?
I mean, either that
could
or
be
a
German.
Large piece of ice floating through the North Atlantic Ocean about to sink the Titanic.
Yeah, ice Calhounberg.
Yeah.
Just everybody have some laughs at the expense of my name. I really don't. It's a strong family name. It's been in my family for many generations.
How many generations?
At least seven.
That's a lot.
That is a lot of generations.
Many generations.
Since I had my genealogy traced back to the mid-1700s, that's the first time I can notice we went by Calhounberg.
Who is the most famous ancestor you have?
My most famous ancestor is probably Stan Lee. His real name is Stanley Kalbunberg.
The great movie director?
No, the comic book writer.
Oh, yeah. I'm not good on pop culture.
Stanley Kalbunberg. I never knew that. Well,
he dropped the Kalbunberg to be more marketable.
I would advise you doing there, Mike.
Yeah. All right, let me clear up the air here a little bit.
I'm very proud of the name Kalbunberg. I just don't understand why a man on a submarine is using it.
Yeah, why is a man?
Why are you using my name? My name is I'm Michael Kalbunberg.
I think he's in the submarine, not on.
First
of
all, I'd like to see some identification.
Semantics. The point is, he's been using my name on Facebook.
Are you anti-semantics?
Sometimes I am.
Tell me if you're anti-semantics.
I'm not necessarily against or for semantics. It just depends on the usage of them.
Okay. I can understand where you're coming from. You feel upset. I've been using your name. I have. That is me. I have been using name.
I'm just a joke to you, Mike Kalbunberg. There's no Mike Kalbunberg that needs this name. I'll just take it for myself because I'm a big jerk.
Yeah, he does call himself a big jerk.
I do that. But I use I was trying to use it in good faith. If that does that help at all? Does that help my case?
Well,
can you explain
why you have the curls in the hat in the picture?
Well, that was more of a joke. Yeah, you were right about that.
That felt to me hurtful.
That's pretty hurtful.
The only hat I usually wear is a Mets hat.
You Mets fan, huh?
Yeah, he
doesn't wear like those top hat things.
They don't wear top hats.
I don't look like Abraham Lincoln.
He doesn't look like Abraham Lincoln. I got you.
And people say they look up Mike Kalbunberg on Facebook and they say you look like some kid with the Abraham Lincoln hat on. And
I have been getting a lot of Mets fans as friend requests. That is true.
Yeah, I write a very popular blog.
Do you?
Is it about the Mets?
What's the name?
The Amazing Blog.
The Amazing Blog.
Is it called Mezzo Ball Soup?
No, it's called The Amazing Blog.
You just said the name.
That's a good name, Mezzo Ball Soup. I'm going to write that down.
It's like baseball, you know?
You're going to steal the name?
Does anybody have a pen I could borrow?
Here, I have a pen for you.
I only have construction paper.
Mezzo Ball Soup. But the thing is with that, then people like this Mike Kalbunberg wannabe are going to just mock me for my portrayal of my heritage.
No offense, Mr. Kalbunberg. You seem fairly easily mockable just as a general proposition.
Wow.
I was bullied a lot, and now you're bullying me. I don't even know. I come on this submarine, and I want to confront Mike Kalbunberg.
Hey, a lot of people...
This hairy man is insulting me.
Yeah.
A lot of people have called Chris Klemm, our former guest, a bully, but yeah, I think you're being a bully, Anthony.
Klemm sounds like a great guy. I don't think he's a bully at all.
The greatest...
You don't think he's a bully?
Chris Klemm...
I doubt it. I met that guy one time. He was very nice to me.
You met him before, huh?
Chris really? Klemm is a very funny comedian, but the greatest routine he ever did was at the old Bogey's Comedy Club, where he was bullying this tiny, feeble, frail comedian from Sharon, Pennsylvania named Mike Bowser. And if you'll notice, he's not Mike Bowser.
Are you sure it wasn't Mike Bowserberg?
No, he's not Mike Bowserberg on Facebook. Mike Bowser, he's a friend of mine. He should be a friend of your show. He's very funny. But Chris Klemm is a real bully.
I don't think this explains how much of a bully you're being right now.
Yeah. I don't know why this Chris Klemm has anything to do with it. He seems like a nice guy to me. He's never bullied me.
Do you think he's attractive?
I think he's a very handsome man. As a matter of fact, I started questioning my sexuality when I met him.
Oh, this will stop the bullying. Go on.
On a scale of 1 to Ryan Gosling, how handsome is Chris Klemm?
He's another level. He's better than Gosling.
Oh my God, that is incredible.
He's at least.
I thought you only met him once.
He's at least one. All it took was one time to make an impression. Some of those people stick in your mind, like the fake Mike Kalbunberg is stuck in my mind as a bad person. Chris Klemm is stuck in my mind as a very attractive man.
I don't want to be stuck in your mind as a bad person.
I don't even know your real name, fake Mike Kalbunberg.
Yeah, what is your real name?
My name is Mike Calhoun.
Mike Calhoun.
Berg to the end of it. You just added Berg to the end
of
your real name.
I did. I admit that I did this. I'm so sorry.
That seems offensive. I'm back on your side, Mr. Real
Thank
Kalhunberg.
You.
I'm neutral.
Thank you. Why couldn't you add something like Michael Calhoun Blatt or Michael Green Calhoun?
Oh.
If you're going to say some stereotypically Jewish name, why do you have to take Berg? That's my name, Mike Kalbunberg. Mike Kalbunberg.
I want to take this time to apologize. I didn't know it was
such an important thing to you that
it's
have
my
your
name.
ID.
It's my
name.
Yeah,
that's about the most important,
I didn't know this would be
it's
causing.
All a man has is his reputation and his name.
That's true.
I didn't know it'd be that's causing so much trouble.
Well, he may not know because he throws men's health away, so maybe he doesn't know all a man has.
He
is
looks
his name,
sickly.
His
he looks sickly.
He does a bit.
I
yeah.
look sickly.
He does should look eat sickly. More.
Now you're being a bully.
What should he eat? What's a good filling thing he could eat?
A nice sandwich would be good. Perhaps some soup. I don't know what his appetite is, but he looks very thin.
Well, yeah. my favorite sandwich is a Reuben. Is that a problem? Is that going to be an issue? That's a very...
Oh, man.
That's a Jewish
dish. Is that
dish.
That's a joke? My favorite sandwich is a turkey club. I don't know why it has
that's
to be
That's pretty
Reuben.
Offensive.
Well, I'm telling you my favorite sandwich. Is that a problem, though? Am I appropriating your culture? For liking Jewish food?
Yeah.
Do you observe the Sabbath?
Well, no.
Then I guess it's okay.
Okay.
Many of the great comedians are Jewish, so you're not stealing anything there, Mike Calhoun.
I'm not stealing
is
anything.
Is he a comedian?
He says he is, but he's not that
I thought
funny.
He was a submarine pilot.
Well,
I'm the
that's
submarine.
What we call ourselves.
I'm the submarine pilot.
Oh, you're a very nice boy.
And
thank
we
you.
Go by Admiral.
Admiral, well, thank you, Admiral, for letting me on board this submarine so I
no problem.
So I can confront this Mike Calhoun who's been stealing my identity.
You can come back anytime. Bring that Chris Klem character with you.
Right, you know
if,
what,
like if a man that handsome would even talk to me, I don't know. My wife is quite jealous.
I feel like I've tried to reconcile here. I've tried to apologize, and you just won't let it go. You know what? I think I'm just going
to
keep it.
You have yet to say the words, I'm sorry.
He did... Say that.
Oh, I'm sorry. I wasn't listening. Now I apologize. I look like a real jerk to you right now, I bet.
Are you being a bully, Tim?
You seem like a little bit
I would
of a
never
jerk.
Bully anyone.
Never.
I just wanted my name back.
Yeah, I do see how that might be a problem, and I do apologize for taking your name.
Well, I forgive
you. I have some bad news for you.
I
though.
Forgive you.
What's the
I
bad
have,
news?
Bad news is Facebook won't let me change my name back for another like month.
Oh.
30 whole days. I have to live with another Mike Calhoun.
I'm so sorry. Oh, I'm so man. Sorry, sir. If it would help, can I put a disclaimer on my Facebook saying, hey, I'm not the real Mike Calhounberg. He's a real nice guy. I met him.
Well, that would help. That would be awfully good.
Would it also be helpful if I linked them to your MetzaBallSoup.com blog?
Well, it's currently the amazing blog, but by the time I get that up when I get home, yes, that would be great.
You're going to be able to get that up when you get home?
Oh, yeah.
Get that good with a website? What's up, John?
Didn't you accept that lottery ticket in the name of Mike Calhounberg?
Why would you bring this up right now?
Why would you... But that was like...
What's the admiral saying to you about a lottery
nothing,
ticket?
No,
I can hear that.
No, nothing.
Is he the rear admiral?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Well, why is the rear admiral talking about a lottery ticket?
He's not.
You're not being very upfront
well,
about
I feel like you should tell...
No,
tell
I should.
We're in a cramped, tiny submarine. I can hear what you're saying.
That's true. He could hear. You might as well just tell him. Just be honest.
I did win a lot of money in the lottery under your name.
Well, how much?
It was $37,000 million.
Maybe when you guys put up these billboards, you could put up some billboards that the real Mike Calhounberg is a generous man.
$37,000 million?
It's not that much.
It wasn't that much.
After taxes, it'll be like only like
$30,000 million.
You know, that's like another summary, maybe.
Maybe. I've already collected it.
Yeah.
So, I mean, they're giving it to me over time under that name. So I have to keep that name.
He has to keep the name.
If it's for Mike Calhounberg, was it addressed to
it's
Mike
to
Calhounberg?
This address. The,
it was,
the,
yeah.
This
in,
submarine
in
address.
New York City.
It was to New York?
But, yeah.
But that's my address.
That's
yeah,
right.
We changed that. We changed that so we would come here.
But was this the lottery ticket? Was this the exclusive scratch off with the picture of Bobby Bonilla?
Of Bobby Bonilla.
Yeah,
yeah,
Bobby Bonilla. Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
That's the one.
That's the one.
But that was my lottery ticket.
Was that?
Yeah, we established that.
Well, when did you get it? Because you didn't have it when you won.
That's a good point.
But I won. I had it scratched off. It said, enter You got the entry. You send it to the lottery commission. I put it in. I sent it. And then they were supposed to contact me and tell me when I could collect my money. And I never heard back. I assumed I was a loser.
Well, they sure contacted someone.
They definitely contacted
They contacted
someone.
The fake Mike Calhoun-Berg. I'm going to contact someone. I want that money.
Well, it's gone. We've already spent it.
Yeah, you just said you're getting it in installments.
We spend it as we
get
it.
Yeah, it's automatically removed for payments for a new sub.
Yeah, we're buying another sub.
Hey. I want a submarine.
Why? You don't need one.
I have a. Me and Denise have a family.
Oh, do you?
That's nice.
I have a daughter going through college.
What's her name?
That's nice.
My daughter's name?
Sure.
Yvette.
Yvette.
Very nice name.
It's a family name.
Best of luck to you.
Yeah.
In all your endeavors.
Now, we really hope you guys do well in the future.
Was this Bobby Bonilla lottery ticket in commemoration of him winning the actual lottery by the Mets paying him $1 million a year for the next 30 years?
Yes, it was a celebration of his contract.
Strange lottery.
I didn't even know who he was. I didn't give a shit. Yeah. I was just like, oh, money.
Wow, we won a lot of money.
We won a lot of money.
Bobby Bonilla in real life, actually.
He's been getting paid an annual salary.
By a baseball team he hasn't played for in 10 years.
That's nice.
He's been retired for quite some time.
Yeah,
that's almost as nice as winning.
I believe the lottery was
37,000.
The Bobby Bonilla lottery was to make up the money to pay for him. They sold tickets of Bobby Bonilla, and then that money went to his contract.
Yeah, because they still have to pay him $1 million a year for the next 19 years, and he hasn't played for 10 years.
It was a 30-year deal.
Yeah.
That's a pretty good deal. Almost as good as a deal.
I'm assuming this is all covered in your blog that you write.
Oh, of course. This is one of the great Mets stories of the last 10 years.
Yeah, when we weren't making the playoffs, that was pretty much every year I would talk about how much money Bobby Bonilla was still owed.
Oh, okay. That's really cool.
Well, we don't have to worry about money for a long time.
Not at all.
We've got just tons rolling in.
We actually are starting a pit in the new one of just money. Scrooge McDuck?
You're stealing more than my name. You're stealing money that should be mine.
Well,
now who bought the ticket?
Is that really true?
I bought the ticket.
Who's giving us money?
So you I paid for the ticket.
And then you stole the ticket?
We didn't steal the ticket.
It seems to me that due to a clerical error, they are getting the money that I am deserved.
Now, I don't work for that office, so I didn't make the mistake. Well,
yeah. Are you saying I should contact the New York State Lottery Commission?
Maybe you want to go through all those people and talk to every single person.
And they're
going
to tell you to call another office, and then they're going to tell you to call a different office.
And they're going
to
be like, we're not in until Monday. It's going to be a whole hassle.
Yeah.
So who's going to have to pay the taxes on this now?
Oh, we already have.
Oh, we are.
You have covered.
We didn't
that.
Lose that much.
Okay, yeah, we so actually have. We're very
wealthy. They went from $37,000 to $30,000 after taxes.
It was a cut.
Fine.
It was a bummer.
As long as you don't know that, because I do taxes actually as well.
Wait, is there a way to make it so he owes that?
Yeah, we would love
maybe. You know, we can talk off the air.
You're going to take my name, and now you're going to make me pay for the taxes?
I mean, I don't. You keep arguing that you want
to. Whoever pays me the most money to do their taxes.
Oh, we've got tons of money.
My daughter Yvette is in her second year at SUNY Buffalo. I need the money to help pay for school.
Is she going for accounting?
I no, she's actually going for interpretive dance.
She should be going for accounting, then maybe she could help you out.
Looks like
you're a SOL.
I feel like this problem is more what your daughter majored in and not really us stealing your lottery ticket.
My daughter, I don't know what Yvette's made. She wants to dance. I said, go for it, sweetheart. I support you in whatever you do. I didn't know that I would come on a submarine with a man that stole my name to find out he's stealing money. And now the Rear Admiral is insulting my daughter's choice of education. Frankly, sir, I'm offended.
Maybe she can do an interpretive dance about the premise that her dad got swindled out of $37,000 in the New York State Lottery.
That's probably a great dance.
This accountant man, who is yet to introduce himself to me, keeps making comments about my daughter. I'm beginning to think this is not a family atmosphere, and you are all against my family personally, the Calhoun-Bergs.
Oh, that's just Anthony. He's an okay guy. He's just a little hairy.
Did you say she's a sophomore in college?
Yes, sir.
Then I would like to meet her.
Oh.
Oh, hey, Johnny.
Yeah?
Why are all the guys in here right now? Oh, has the carrier pigeon arrived?
Oh, that makes perfect sense.
Oh, perfect. This is a great segue.
Oh.
What's that music coming from?
Don't worry about that.
These are all the guys.
We paid for those.
Yeah, we paid for
solid gold. Yeah, we paid. Bones.
All these. horn players.
One of those trombones looks rusty.
We don't like that guy. We're going to fire him.
Yeah, fire him and kill him.
Now you're murdering people on board the submarine. I don't know what I
We are believe. In international waters.
Welcome to our favorite segment. Well, one of our favorite segments on the show, Questions from Lorne Michaels. Now, everyone knows how this works. Every week, Lorne Michaels sends us questions via carrier pigeon. We shoot them down, and then we ask our guests. So Johnny will ask the first question.
Here we go.
Am I allowed to leave?
Yeah, you go ahead and you can stick around if you want.
There's a rowboat, I think.
But if you want to go, feel free.
Maybe a block of wood up there you can hold on to.
If I answer these questions, will you give me my money?
No.
Maybe.
Maybe.
You know what?
Yes, maybe. I'm
getting conflicting answers from the rear admiral. And
maybe. Definitely maybe.
Definitely
Mike Calhoun.
Maybe. Well, yeah. I mean, here, if you do well enough on these questions...
We'll consider.
You know what? I have a better idea.
What's that?
We'll play a game. After these questions, we'll play a game. You will be in competition with Anthony Savat.
Is that
and whoever
this man
wins,
here?
That's the accountant.
Whoever
that's
wins, me. If you win, we'll get you your money. If he wins, we're gonna pay him, and he's gonna somehow find a way to make you pay our taxes.
Yeah, that sounds fair.
Well, how do you feel?
I suppose I don't have many options to get my money. That right, sounds cool. As fair as it's gonna be.
All right. Oh, as long as you agree. Okay, let's move on.
Let's ask this
I'm
question.
I'm agreeing under protest.
You agreed. if I'm holding a rabid muskrat in my left hand, what kind of gun did JFK used to commit suicide?
Are you asking him or me or anyone?
Both of you can answer.
I would say that I do not find this question to be appropriate. JFK did not commit suicide. He was
That's
murdered.
What they want you to
he
think.
He was murdered in the daylight. It was clear as day.
You're one of those people.
One of those truths.
Buys into one
was
of those.
Was it a single barrel shotgun?
It was a double barrel shotgun.
It was a triple barrel shotgun.
Man. Well, I feel like I never knew this. I was not told this in school.
No, because they're lying to you.
Yeah, you gotta look at the Zapruder tape very closely. They want you to be looking at the grassy knoll for the second gunman all the action's really going on inside the
in the car.
In the convertible. Yeah.
So you're telling himself. Me that my view of history is as much of a falsehood as Mike Calhounberg's stealing of my identity.
Yeah, pretty much.
100% yes.
First thing we're fixing when we get into office, all of the textbooks and videos.
Finally.
Wow. That's impressive.
Well, let's do our game real quick. The game is real simple. It's Outdo me. This game is very simple. We'll play a round to give an example.
And you guys
basically
judge.
We start by saying something, a noun, anything, and then the other person has to outdo that thing. Do you guys understand?
With another noun?
Another noun.
Yes.
It doesn't have to be related. It just has to be better. So Johnny and I will play a brief game, and then we'll get to the duel of fates.
Is Johnny the rear admiral?
He is the rear admiral.
You can only refer to me as the rear admiral.
I'm trying to respect your naval position.
Thank you.
Oh, that's rear is the position for sure.
That's right. I do like that.
The last rear admiral I met is a news person in Youngstown, Ohio.
How is he?
Oh, yeah. Nate Lahota, I believe. I'm afraid, yeah.
He is a rear admiral?
Yeah, oh, for sure.
Well, maybe right. Johnny and him will be friends.
I know him.
He's definitely...
We went to Rear Admiral School together.
Yeah, he was a seaman like you two, seamen.
We love seamen.
We love them.
I mean, just, they're great people.
Let's start this first round. I will start. Paper bag.
Paper plane.
Aluminum plane.
Aluminum can.
Are you two against each other?
Now, I don't know if aluminum can is better than aluminum plane.
I would feel
plan.
Like a plane is better than a can.
I would assume so as well.
I don't know.
I think an aluminum... Well, our judges, we have
well,
one.
Now,
I would rather fly in a plane than a can.
But you don't have to fly a can.
Yeah, but an aluminum plane isn't fit for travel. An aluminum can contain various delicious liquids.
That's true.
We're split.
Like a soda? A nice soda.
Could hold a soda. Yeah, hold a soda.
If it's a tie, that means we have to continue. That means it's
well, okay. What's in the soda? Is it ginger ale or is it something else?
It's just ginger ale.
It would depend on
what's
in there.
Oh, I like ginger ale personally. I would probably have that.
Okay, thank you very much.
All right, that means Johnny wins this round.
Yeah, I'm good.
So you guys understand how
that
the game
just
is played?
Round, though,
well, what
sure.
if it was a can of ginger ale that was served on an aluminum plane?
Ooh. But you can't really fly in an
It's one of those half cans.
Well, I don't know. Good. I'm not an engineer.
Right.
Are you an engineer?
I'm an engineer.
My brother-in-law is an engineer. I should call him on the phone right now.
Yeah, do they build airplanes out of aluminum?
Well, I don't know. That's why I would call him and ask.
I'm pretty sure lots of parts of
planes. If airplanes are made out of aluminum, I want to see you walk up to a building and smash an aluminum can on it and see if it falls down or not.
Well, I don't know if that's necessarily the same type of comparison.
Are you trying to say something?
Oh, yeah.
I have stainless steel forks. I can bend those, but I could not bend a steel bar.
That's a good point.
Right.
That's a great point.
That hot pocket fresh out of the microwave can't melt steel forks.
That's a true point. I can't.
I'm not really sure. What are you trying to?
I totally get where he's going with this. Okay. And it's going to our game. And it's going to. We're going to start with Anthony. Anthony's going to get us started.
With what?
He's going to say the first noun, and then
say the first noun.
Mr. Calhounberg is going to.
Oh, okay.
The real Mike Calhounberg. Okay. At this point, I think I should be.
That's been established.
It's been established. We understand.
The real Mike Calhounberg. Okay. Well, hot pockets.
Well, hot pockets, they're good because you could put them in the microwave. But I would much prefer a Swanson's TV dinner.
Ooh.
Okay.
I like Swanson's TV dinner.
How about a Swenson's Galley Boy?
Ooh.
Is that I've never had it. Oh,
you're from
Galley
New York.
New York.
It's a local chain here that's around the area. It's very good.
I would say something from Shake Shack.
Ooh, Shake Shack.
Something from Shake Shack?
A milkshake or a hamburger of some kind.
Okay. Milkshake kind of narrows it down. That's
very
pretty good.
Food oriented.
Okay, so then we'll go with root beer float.
Ooh,
a nice root beer float. I'm going to go with something from my childhood. My grandfather used to take me to a drugstore and get me a nice fresh tapped root beer float. I'm going to say one from Eisenstein's drugstore in my neighborhood growing up, the specific root beer float.
Okay.
Well, I have to say, that's pretty good. Yeah.
How about a bottle of Robitussin from that same drugstore?
Wow, that was great. My mother used to give it to me every time I had a cold.
She did?
Yes, if I was ill, she would give me Robitussin.
Does. Have you ever drank the whole bottle of Robitussin at once?
Oh, no, sir, I have not.
Oh, then you should try that. Next time you're sick, do that. It'll really knock that cold out quick.
Really?
Yeah, oh, yeah, yeah.
Is this like an off-label
application? It's herbal remedy.
This is a pro tip.
Holistic.
Life hack.
Holistic health.
Life hack. I'm always looking for life hacks.
Herbs, essential oils.
That's a good tip he gave you.
Yeah. So bottle of Robitussin.
So what would be better than a bottle of Robitussin?
From that drugstore
in my old neighborhood. Boy, that's a tough question. I'm going to have to go with a really nice generic aspirin.
Ooh. That's good for like
a real nice generic aspirin.
I like aspirin
because it's good. It gets your headache gone and it reduces swelling, but it's cheaper than the name brand.
Yeah, and you can put it right on cold sores in your mouth and they go away. Not cold sores. What are those? Canker sores. And they go right away.
I believe they're the same thing. It's just a different name.
It's a good aspirin. I got to say, aspirin. That beats it.
That's cheaper than
the name
brand.
Up to you, Anthony.
Right.
You got to beat it.
It does a lot and it's generic.
What about Nuprin?
Nuprin. I don't know Nuprin.
That little yellow different. The other
never heard of
it. It's like an advanced type of pain reliever.
Ooh,
The judges might have to discuss.
I'm not familiar. Is it something you would find at the store?
Yeah, it's in the drugstore. It used to be anyway.
Is it illegal?
No, it's in the drugstore.
But is it illegal?
Yes,
Is it illegal?
I don't like illegal things.
I don't like illegal things either. We're going to have to say that Mr. Calhounberg is the loser.
We want the money.
We're going to keep the money.
That's Nuprin.
I see it. I see a picture of it.
It looks illegal to me.
That's better than aspirin.
Is it made by Bayer or is it more of a Pfizer product?
It's probably made by an illegal
person. Oh, it's ibuprofen tablets. That's better than aspirin.
It's made by the Mexicans.
See, look.
Illegal.
A little yellow different. I even had their slogan right.
Well, that's the same thing. That's what I said, a generic aspirin.
And I said a name brand ibuprofen.
It's a good thing Mr. Calhounberg didn't hear me call him the winner because that would.
I'm the winner. I'm going to receive my money.
No.
I'm going to get my money back from the New York State Lottery. My Bobby Bonilla.
Anthony is the winner.
I don't know. You you guys. Screw you guys. You declared him the winner.
That means so Mr. Calhoun Berg is going to be ejected from one of the torpedo tubes.
Press the button.
Send him out.
Goodbye. I feel like I've gotten a raw deal on this, but at least you've promised to stop using my name on your Facebook page.
And I'm going to help you with your account. That?
We're going to have him. We're going to have Cookie drag him out and send him into the. Goodbye.
Goodbye. Press the button.
Goodbye, Mr. Calhoun Berg. Oh, boy.
Wow.
That was a close one.
Now, we almost had to give up that money.
Almost lost all that money.
That was... Whew.
Well, thank God we've reached the end of the show, though, and we only got one more section left, and we all know what that is. It's time.
What time is it?
He's about to tell you. I'm about to tell you.
The sex section?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
It's also plugs.
It's also plugs.
We're going to plug some things. And we're gonna plug some.
Oh.
Calhoun Berg.
Oh.
All right. Welcome to our plug section. Man, I am losing my voice. Perfect timing, because it's the end of the show. Anthony, do you have any things to plug for us today?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, this just came to me, I got to tell you. I noticed I matched with some girl on OkCupid, and our sex compatibility was 69%. And I don't think that's going to work out how Zip-zap. You think it would, you know? Like, that should be, like, automatically.
Yeah, that should be. 69% is also 100%.
It should be, but it's not.
That's confusing.
Or it should go 0 to 67, or 68, then skip to 70 to 99, and then 69 is 100.
Yeah.
You're a genius.
I know. Thank you.
That reminds me of this. You can cut this out if you want, but Colby and I drove John Pridmore. Colby Grimes, Kent guy, friend of the of mine. Should be
friend of the show.
And then John Pridmore, a very funny comedian. We drove John to California last summer, and we were driving in the mountains of Utah. You know how there's mile markers every mile on the highway?
I didn't know that, but yes. Oh, yes, I do know this.
Yeah, and... In Utah, it goes from mile 68 and then mile 68.9 and then mile 70 because too many people were stealing the 69-mile marker sign.
Oh, my God.
And it's in the middle of nowhere, and it's totally feasible to do it.
That's hilarious.
Yeah.
That's a great solution to that.
Yeah,
I commend them.
The religious conservative Utah state legislature had to get together and talk about what are we going to do to stop everyone from stealing the 69 sign.
That's great.
That is an awesome. I didn't even know that.
Yeah.
I had no clue.
So that's funny. So yeah, 69 is a great number. Okay. I will be at the Eurogyro this Sunday and every Sunday. True open mic. Show up, go up. Sign up, start at 8.
Show up at 8.
Yeah. Hosted by Nick Fleming. The drummer from the Lazy Dogs. They were a great local band that disbanded due to proximity. The front man moved to Boston.
Bastin.
His wife, yeah. And they still have their songs out there. You should listen to them. And then every Monday, 9 o'clock, comedy showcase at the Water Street Tavern basement in downtown Kent, Ohio.
And great show.
That is, yeah, I don't have anything else coming up that I'm aware of.
Sounds good. We if only Chris was here. I don't know.
Where did that guy go?
Did he come back? Oh, my God!
Yes, sir.
Hey! Is he outside of the sub? Let him in, quick! Let him in.
There's so much water.
Oh my God, Chris! Why didn't you let us know that you were gonna come back?
I forgot my car keys.
Oh my
God.
You were out there that whole time?
I started swimming to the shore and then I realized I forgot them. I had to come back.
Oh my, we're so sorry. Oh, they're right here. I can't believe we, oh.
Wow.
Well, here you are. Well, while you're here, we're doing plugs. Left so suddenly, you could plug some stuff coming up.
You missed. There was this gentleman who was very nice. He said you were better looking than Ryan Gosling.
Really?
Yeah.
What'd you think about that?
Well, I mean, I'm very flattered. That's a really high praise from anybody.
We agree. I mean, it's not true, but we think it's high praise.
I don't agree with it myself, but I'll take it.
I think the guy drank a whole bottle of Robitussin and then made that assessment.
Really? That's not good for you. You'll start hallucinating.
High praise.
Do you remember a Mr. Michael Calhoun Berg?
I don't know anybody by name.
He said he met you.
Yeah, he probably just after some show.
Maybe one of those, one of those people
that thinks that you know them because they meet you after a show.
Probably Facebook friends.
Oh, okay.
I know I'm Facebook friends with one Mike Calhounberg.
There can't be more than one.
Yeah,
so.
That's a weird name.
Yeah,
it's a weird name. But anyway, you have any shows to plug or anything?
Yeah, I listen to my podcast.
Listen to Mr. Chris Clemson.
CavsCast.com. If you're in Chicago the next 2 months on a Friday, you can come see my improv groups run at PH Theater on Friday nights at 8 p.m., opening up for their regular programming.
Fantastic.
Nice.
And I think on the last show we'd mentioned that you were going to try and get nothingbut.net, and it was sadly taken. You need to find out who owns that.
I went on the computer right away, went to buy it.
Mm-hmm.
Nothingbut.net already taken.
Oh,
and it's whoever owns it put the pass or protection on their IP address, so you can only. It's like a company, and I don't know anything more than
that. So you can't solicit them with offers.
Have you tried nothingbut.net, where you spell butt with two T's?
I think that would not be the demographic he's looking
for.
No,
but I did try nothing and nothing.
Oh, man.
N and G and
try nothing but with two T's .net and see how that works.
Try nut in butt.
Nut in butt.net.
What about butt.net? Straight
to it. Butt.nut.
Butt.nut. Butt.nut.
I think you're losing it, though.
I'm losing my fucking mind. It's a late night. It is a late night. Everyone knows that Johnny cannot be followed on Twitter or Instagram or any of those social media platforms because he's not there.
Nope.
But please follow a Johnny Trowbridge on those platforms. It won't be him, but do it. And ask him, hey, can I have some money?
Or ask him, hey, you know your eyes? They sparkle like the sun. And then, like, see what they're like. Oh, yeah.
And yeah. And say, hey, I love you on that podcast.
Yeah. Say that.
But instead, Johnny works on projects on the sub in his meantime because he doesn't have a social media presence. So what do you have for us this week?
Well, you know how chairs are always nailed down?
Absolutely. No. These chairs, I hate that they're nailed down.
They're always nailed down, and you can't move around in them. So I was like, let's put wheels on the legs of chairs. So I took some wheels. You know, it's just some cannon wheels, you know, for cannons.
Right, of course. We got those just laying around.
Yeah. So I put some cannon wheels on some chairs. And I was like, let's go crazy. And I like made the seat be able to like turn all the way around.
What?
Yeah.
That's insane.
And so like you can roll around with some difficulty and like turn around. And I think it's going to catch on because
I've never even heard of that.
Yeah.
That's a great idea.
I'm thinking of calling it the whirly go rounds. Sits.
That sounds like a great whirly go round sits. I like it. I think that's solid.
Yeah, I think it's pretty good.
Cool. All right. Plugs for me. It's just listen to this show, of course, but also follow us on Twitter at TUnbelievables or at Tunbelievables. You can like our Facebook page. You can go to our website, which is being redesigned as we speak. Go to SoundCloud and subscribe to us. You can follow me on the Twitter at Mike_Calhoun, and I'll tell you about shows I'm doing. And come see the Sad Boy Social Club sketch group that I'm a part of. We have a show January 21st. It's fun. It's a good time. And Anthony's holding up his finger to mention that he wants to say something.
Yeah, I forgot something, actually. Jorge will be Jorge De La Rosa, Slow Mutants. Yes. He gets back from Florida. We're going to finish up my debut comedy DVD, which I'm going to call Disgraced. That should be out in January.
Perfect.
Nice.
Just sometime in January.
Yeah, I'm on Facebook.
Awesome.
My name, Anthony Savat.
Follow Anthony Savat.
Also, I got about 3 t-shirts left if you want to buy one. ChrisClem.net.
Ooh, and my roommate Josh Bush is a full-time t-shirt printer now. If anyone needs t-shirts, hit me up, and I will direct you to Josh Bush.
Is that the Clemiger t-shirt that I bought?
Yes, sir. Oh, thank you, Mike Calhoun.
You're welcome. That was a great shirt. I have it sitting on my couch.
Clemiger. You need to come up with the Chris Clement and the Chris Clam t-shirts next. some of Chris's other personas.
Every joke's a pearl.
And Nuprin was...
Every joke's a pearl. Jesus Christ. Chris Clam.
Nuprin was showcased in the hit movie Wayne's World.
Who's Nuprin?
That the aspirin.
Is it that one guy?
Yeah, that one dude.
I don't like
why
it.
Are
don't
you guys know. Talking about aspirin?
Don't know. Don't know why.
I lost a game earlier. You wouldn't know anything about it.
All right. Fare thee well. Goodbye, everyone. Thank you to my guests for being on the show this week. It's a lot of fun. We'll talk to you guys next week.
See ya.